10 o'clock, I stay here doing Tech Today, where we talk about all the latest apps, buying advice for your technology, all the news that's affecting technology. There's something in the news every day talking about that. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be broadcasting Staying Young. We're moving that over from Thursday at 1 because we're going to have a new show over there. So Staying Young will be moving over to 11 to 12. So we'll be broadcasting that there. From noon to 1, we have La Salud Mental Importa. That is Lauren Feliciano, who is from NAMI of Hunterdon, does a great show in Spanish for Spanish-speaking folks from Latin American and Spanish-speaking countries, helping them overcome the challenges of mental illness and brain injuries and giving you all the support and advice that you need. Front Lines of Freedom with Lieutenant Colonel Danny Gillum, retired, comes on from 1 to 3. And it's a show dedicated to our veterans, our military, and our military families, and talking all about how our government and how our military continues to help during the war, during the military campaigns, during the active duty, and afterwards. So we'll find out all about what's going on there. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is on from 3 to 4, helping you get advice for your business. And then we have Mr. Joe Peters from Caldwell Banker. He does real estate matters and 55 plus. Had a great couple of shows last couple of weeks. And finally, finish up with some music. Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo does 50s to 90s music for your commute home that he puts together in a little theme. That's the entire Hunter-Shimura.com lineup, all there on the Hunter-Shimura.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter-Shimura.com. Tommy James and the Shondells is from the 60s. Perhaps that's on Greg's list today. We'll be right back with more of WHCRDB's HunterandShimura.com Good Morning Hunter Show in just a few minutes.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HunterandChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
It's Leonard Skinner helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. We've got two more days left in February. So let's find out what is there to celebrate. It's American Heart Month. It's Bake for Family Fun Month. Barley Month. Beat the Heat Month, Cricket World Cup, started on February 13th, goes all the way to March 29th. Declutter for a Cause Month, Dog Training Education Month. February is Fabulous Florida Strawberry Month. Feline Fix by Five Month. Free and Open Source Software Month. I do that all the time, looking for open source software. Most of the radio is all open source. Why? Two reasons. It's cheap. It's also being monitored by a lot of independent people who can spot when viruses and other malicious code is written inside it rather than being privatized. That's a complete different perspective of about 10 years ago. Africa to Virginia Month, Grapefruit Month, International Boost Self-Esteem Month, International Expect Success Month. Vicki Lynn Morgan will help you with that around 3 o'clock today. Jobs and Golf Month, man, that's weird to start thinking about that, but we'll be kicking into the golf season in about 15, 20 days. Some of the golf courses have already opened up, so... It is National Invasive Species Awareness Week, Telecommuter Appreciation Week, National Pasty Week. I wonder if that's pasty or pastry. That's a completely different connotation. National Justice for Animals Week, National Eating Disorders Week, American Birkenbrenner Race. And for today... It's IHOP Pancake Day. I'm going to have to check and see if they're doing any specials over at IHOP. We got one now over in Flemington, so go check that out. It's International Polar Bear Day. It's Spay Day, USA. It's World NGO Day, and it is. Anosmia Awareness Day. Basically losing your sense of smell. Man, if that was the case, I would have been really upset and bored at my trip to the soup cook-off yesterday, because all that soup tasted really, really good. And as it turns out, most of the time your taste is affected by your smell. Celebration urges for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com and Leonard Skinner. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from Good News Network, published on the 26th. Again, we keep throwing our teenagers under the bus. But here it goes. When senior couple receives a citation over trash-filled yard, teams step in to help. So Robert and Ann Dobson have lived in the same house for 50 years, and for the first time ever, they received a citation from the city concerning the piles of trash littering their yard. It's not the Dobson's trash, however. Whenever the wind picks up, the garbage from a nearby shopping center is blown into their yard. The Dobsons have tried to keep their yard free of trash, but whenever they pick up the garbage, more trash takes its place. Upon hearing that the couple had received a citation for the litter, the students on the cross-country team from McQuaid Jesuit High School stopped by the senior's house in Greece, New York, on Saturday and picked up all the trash themselves. Not only that, but they installed a fence to prevent any more litter
Every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, we lose, we lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
The president speaking yesterday at the White House after the Supreme Court justices pass on reviewing DACA, the policy that's protected so-called dreamers, the president calling the entire U.S. legal system into question because of it.
But what does that tell you about our court system? It's a very sad thing.
The president had wanted to end DACA in its current form on March 5th, but a federal appeals court blocked the move. And yesterday, the Supreme Court decided not to intervene, kicking the issue back to the lower court in San Francisco. Forecasters say the already flooded central U.S. will get more rain today. In fact, it could fall for the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Public visitation for the late Reverend Billy Graham continuing today at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush attending yesterday. Former President Bill Clinton's expected to visit today. The Christian evangelist died last week at 99. The liberal mayor of Oakland, California, accused of tipping off constituents that agents from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency were planning a raid, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Some calls to the office of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf labeled her a disgrace for giving a heads up that ICE agents were planning a large raid. The mayor of one of California's sanctuary cities issued the warning on Saturday that the raids were to be carried out within the next 24 hours. Other outraged citizens wanted Schaaf to be charged with obstruction of justice because she put the lives of federal law enforcement agents in danger and because sanctuary cities and states should not be immune to federal law.
USA Radio News.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
The Golden State Warriors of the NBA are heading to Washington, but they're not stopping at the White House. The traditional champion's invitation was never granted by President Trump, and it appears that the team may have declined it anyway. So today, the team will be spending their day in the city with local children before playing the Wizards on Wednesday evening. Says All-Star Klay Thompson of the Warriors, quote, "We're not going to politicize anything. We're just going to hang out with kids, take them to an African-American museum, and hopefully teach them things we learned along the way, as well as life lessons, and we'll still be getting some great memories." Warriors All-Star Steph Curry saying he didn't want to go to the White House last September, and that's when President Trump made it clear that he wasn't welcome anyway. Just as the movie Black Panther is getting records at the box office, a new study finds diverse audiences are driving most of the biggest blockbusters these days and many of the most watched hits on TV as well. UCLA's Bunch Center releasing its fifth annual study on diversity in the entertainment industry, unveiling an analysis of the top 200 theatrical film releases of 2016 and over 1,200 broadcast cable and digital TV shows from the 2015-16 season. Results include that minorities accounted for the majority of ticket buyers for five of the top 10 films at the global box office. USA Radio News.
listening, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And it's time for our Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, clear skies, 36 degrees, no rain today. Got some coming up though, and we're just drying out from the last couple of days of rain. Abundant sunshine today for February 27, 2018. The high will be 56, winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 33. With winds light and variable tonight. A mix of clouds and sun in the morning tomorrow, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon. The high will be 58, winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then the rain comes in again. On March 1st, becoming cloudy with occasional rain in the afternoon, 56. Half an inch of rain on Thursday night. Gusty winds and a half an inch of rain on Friday. Saturday, partly cloudy, 47. Sunday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 47 as well. Temperatures in the area, it's 38 in Raritan, 35 in Ringo's, 34 in Lambertville, 34 in Frenchtown, 40 in, Hampton, 38 up in Tewksbury, and 36 in Long Valley. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Tommy James and the Shondells, one of the band members, has a birthday today, so we'll get to that with part of Celebrity Birthdays. Good to have you here. It's Tuesday. It's sunny. It's frosty this morning, but you know what? It was one of those frosts where you said, or you just knew, it was going to warm up, and you were starting to feel that tinge of spring that Al Ward was talking about yesterday. All right, here we are. It is time for us to get you some traffic. Find out what is going on as you drive on our Hunterdon County roads. And if you have noticed, You might even see on Facebook Live right now, we have some sun, and therefore we have some sun glare going on Route 78 in certain areas.
Every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, we lose, we lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
The president speaking yesterday at the White House after the Supreme Court justices pass on reviewing DACA, the policy.
Every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. Every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, we lose, we lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
The president speaking yesterday at the White House after the Supreme Court justices passed.
Every single case filed against us. Every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, we lose, we lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
The president speaking yesterday at the White House after the Supreme Court justices pass on reviewing DACA, the policy that's protected so-called dreamers, the president calling the entire U.S. legal system into question because of it.
But what does that tell you about our court system? It's a very sad thing.
The president had wanted to end DACA in its current form on March 5th, but a federal appeals court blocked the move. And yesterday, the Supreme Court decided not to intervene, kicking the issue back to the lower court in San Francisco. Forecasters say the already flooded central U.S. will get more rain today. In fact, it could fall for the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Public visitation for the late Reverend Billy Graham continuing today at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush attending yesterday. Former President Bill Clinton's expected to visit today. The Christian evangelist died last week at 99. The liberal mayor of Oakland, California, accused of tipping off constituents that agents from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency were planning a raid, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Some calls to the office of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf labeled her a disgrace for giving a heads up that ICE agents were planning a large raid. The mayor of one of California's sanctuary cities issued the warning on Saturday that the raids were to be carried out within the next 24 hours. Other outraged citizens wanted Schaaf to be charged with obstruction of justice because she put the lives of federal law enforcement agents in danger and because sanctuary cities and states should not be immune to federal law.
USA Radio News.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire order.
The Golden State Warriors of the NBA are heading to Washington, but they're not stopping at the White House. The traditional champions' invitation was never granted by President Trump, and it appears that the team may have declined it anyway. So today, the team will be spending their day in the city with local children before playing the Wizards on Wednesday evening. Says All-Star Klay Thompson of the Warriors, quote, "We're not going to politicize anything. We're just going to hang out with kids, take them to an African-American museum, and hopefully teach them things we learned along the way, as well as life lessons, and we'll still be getting some great memories." Warriors All-Star Steph Curry saying he didn't want to go to the White House last September, and that's when President Trump made it clear that he wasn't welcome anyway. Just as the movie Black Panther is getting records at the box office, a new study finds diverse audiences are driving most of the biggest blockbusters these days and many of the most watched hits on TV as well. UCLA's Bunch Center releasing its fifth annual study on diversity in the entertainment industry, unveiling an analysis of the top 200 theatrical film releases of 2016 and over 1,200 broadcast cable and digital TV shows from the 2015-16 season. Results include that minorities accounted for the majority of ticket buyers for five of the top 10 films at the global box office. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And it's time for our Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, clear skies, 36 degrees, no rain today. Got some coming up though, and we're just drying out from the last couple of days of rain. Abundant sunshine today for February 27, 2018. The high will be 56, winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 33. With winds light and variable tonight. A mix of clouds and sun in the morning tomorrow, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon. The high will be 58, winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then the rain comes in again. On March 1st, becoming cloudy with occasional rain in the afternoon, 56. Half an inch of rain on Thursday night. Gusty winds and a half an inch of rain on Friday. Saturday, partly cloudy, 47. Sunday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 47 as well. Temperatures in the area, it's 38 in Raritan, 35 in Ringo's, 34 in Lambertville, 34 in Frenchtown, 40 in, let's call it Hampton, 38 up in Tewksbury, and 36 in Long Valley. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Tommy James and the Shondells, one of the band members, has a birthday today. So we'll get to that with part of Celebrity Birthdays. Good to have you here. It's Tuesday. It's sunny. It's frosty this morning, but you know what? It was one of those frosts where you said, or you just knew, it was going to warm up and you were starting to feel that tinge of spring that Al Ward was talking about yesterday. All right, here we are. It is time for us to get you some traffic. Find out what is going on as you drive on our Hunter and Kenny roads. And if you have noticed, you might even see on Facebook Live right now, we have some sun, and therefore we have some sun glare going on Route 78 in certain areas, which is slowing things down a little bit. But you can get the alerts that I get from HERT2.com. They'll send you alerts, and you'll get the local, county, state, and interstate roads. And had you done that, you would have been notified that. There were pockets of congestion due to sun glare on 78 eastbound, which I already told you about. And at 7:07 this morning, exit 15, Clinton, delays due to cars and a tractor trailer alongside the road. Reports of sun glare issues and flat tires. I don't think they relate. But reports of debris on exit 15, exit ramp. Use caution on the route. So already things are starting to get a little crazy over there in exit 15 in Clinton, but not as bad as a couple of days ago. So drive safe, sound smart. Get your emails from HRT2.com, and we'll get you more information when we get it on Hunter and Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. And we'll chat with her about the markets, see what's going on. Seems like we're back up on the upswing and treading some water right now, but not bad. At 8:40, we're going to give another call to Carrie Fellows and to find out more about the her role as the executive director of cultural arts and Hunter and history there. So we'll find out more about what's going on with her. At 10 o'clock, I stay here doing Tech Today, where we talk about all the latest apps, buying advice for your technology, all the news that's affecting technology. There's something in the news every day talking about that. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be broadcasting Staying Young. We're moving that over from Thursday at 1 because we're going to have a new show over there. So Staying Young will be moving over to 11 to 12. So we'll be broadcasting that there. At noon to 1, we have La Salud Mental Importa. That is Lauren Feliciano, who is from NAMI of Hunterdon, does a great show in Spanish for Spanish-speaking folks from Latin American and Spanish-speaking countries, helping them overcome the challenges of mental illness and brain injuries and giving you all the support and advice that you need. Front Lines of Freedom with Lieutenant Colonel Danny Gillum, retired, comes on from 1 to 3, and it's a show dedicated to our veterans, our military, and our military families, and talking all about how our government and how our military continues to help during the war, during the military campaigns, during the active duty, and afterwards. So we'll find out all about what's going on there. Teachable Moments in Business, Vicki Lynn Morgan is on from 3 to 4, helping you get advice for your business. And then we have Mr. Joe Peters from Caldwell Banker. He does real estate matters and 55 plus. Had a great couple of shows last couple of weeks. And finally, finish up with some music. Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo does 50s to 90s music for your commute home that he puts together in a little theme. That's the entire 100Shaper.com lineup, all there on the 100Shaper.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, 100Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100Shaper.com. Tommy James and the Shondells is from the 60s. Perhaps that's on Greg's list today. We'll be right back with more of WHCRDB's 100Shaper.com Good Morning 100 Show in just a few minutes.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
It's Leonard Skinner helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. We're got two more days left in February. So let's find out what is there to celebrate. It's American Heart Month. It's Bake for Family Fun Month. Barley Month. Beat the Heat Month, Cricket World Cup, started on February 13th, goes all the way to March 29th. Declutter for a Cause Month, Dog Training Education Month. February is Fabulous Florida Strawberry Month. Feline Fix by Five Month. Free and Open Source Software Month. I do that all the time, looking for open source software. Most of the radio is all open source. Why? Two reasons. It's cheap. It's also being monitored by a lot of independent people who can spot when viruses and other malicious code is written inside it rather than being privatized. That's a complete different perspective of about 10 years ago. Africa to Virginia Month, Grapefruit Month, International Boost Self-Esteem Month, International Expect Success Month. Vicki Lynn Morgan will help you with that around 3 o'clock today. Jobs and Golf Month. Man, that's weird to start thinking about that, but we'll be kicking into the golf season in about 15, 20 days. Some of the golf courses have already opened up, so It is National Invasive Species Awareness Week, Telecommuter Appreciation Week, National Pasty Week. I wonder if that's pasty or pastry. That's a completely different connotation. National Justice for Animals Week. National Eating Disorders Week. American Birkenbrenner Race. And for today, it's IHOP Pancake Day. I'll have to check and see if they're doing any specials over at IHOP. We got one now over in Flemington, so go check that out. It's International Polar Bear Day. It's Spay Day, USA. It's World NGO Day, and it is. Anosmia Awareness Day. Basically losing your sense of smell. Man, if that was the case, I would have been really upset and bored at my trip to the soup cook-off yesterday, because all that soup tasted really, really good. And as it turns out, most of the time your taste is affected by your smell. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. From BrandyLexicon and Leonard Skinner, pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from Good News Network, published on the 26th. Again, we keep throwing our teenagers under the bus. But here it goes. When senior couple receives a citation over trash-filled yard, teams step in to help. So Robert and Ann Dobson have lived in the same house for 50 years, and for the first time ever, they received a citation from the city concerning the piles of trash littering their yard. It's not the Dobson's trash, however. Whenever the wind picks up, the garbage from a nearby shopping center is blown into their yard. The Dobsons have tried to keep their yard free of trash, but whenever they pick up the garbage, more trash takes its place. Upon hearing that the couple had received a citation for the litter, the students on the cross-country team from McQuaid Jesuit High School stopped by the senior's house in Greece, New York, on Saturday and picked up all the trash themselves. Not only that, but they installed a fence to prevent any more litter from being blown into the lawn. Additionally, the teens and their parents worked together with city officials to require the shopping center trash cans to install locks on their dumpsters. One of the teens' parents told Rochester First, "It wasn't just us. People were stopping. A couple little girls stopped and helped with the trash cleanup, and a man came over and helped with the fencing." This is the stuff that gets lost. It doesn't ever find its way into our news, and that's why I do this every day. I look forward to finding these types of articles, which highlight the things that show our best side, because we have plenty of news outlets out there that are willing to go for the ratings and show you the other side. Congratulations to those folks, those kids, the cross-country team, and all the other folks who found a way. Those seniors were at their last end. They had no other options. They could not figure out or didn't have the resources to be able to achieve solving the problem. All they were doing was trying to mitigate the symptoms. Those kids saw it. I would have loved to have found out how they learned about it. And no matter what it was, the fact that they went over to solve that problem is fantastic. That is Vitamin C for today. Time for some celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday for today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has its celebrity birthdays for February 27, 2018. From Prisoners, Victoria Staley is 22. The 100, Lindsay Morgan is 28. Actress in The Little Rascals, Brittany Ashton Holmes is 29. Designer, model, TV personality of Jersey Shore, producer Snooki and J.Wow. J.Wow Farley is 32. Actress in A Winter Rose, Kim Whalen is 33. Planet of the Sharks, Stephanie Barron is 35. 127 Hours, Kate Mara is 35. Singer, songwriter, that would be Josh Groban. He wrote songs of You Raise Me Up. Actor in Narcos, Juan Riedinger is 37. Former U.S. First Daughter, Chelsea Clinton is 38. Days of Our Lives, Brandon Beamer is 38. Jupiter Ascending, Nikki Amuka Bird is 42. Out of the World, Christina Nigra is 43. Valley of Angels, George Catt is 43. Mad Max Fury Road, Quentin Kenahan is 43. Paranormal Activity movies, Christopher Landon is 43. From Bing Bing Lee is from Retribution of Resident Evil, 45 today. Actress and Almost Famous, Susan Yeagley is 46. Actor in Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, Richard Coyle is 46. From Splinter and The Neon Demon, Charles Baker is 47. Gotham and Grounded for Life, Donald Logue is 52. Young Rioters, Greg Rainwater is 52. Noah Emmerich is 53 from The Americans and The Truman Show. Sportscaster, Chip Carey is 53 today, part of the Atlanta Braves. John Piper Ferguson is 54 from Unforgiven. Bodybuilder and actress, Jane Tricca is 55. The Full Metal Jacket, Adam Baldwin is 56. 56th birthday of Grant Snow from Devious Maids. 57th birthday of Grant Shawd of Murphy Brown in Wall Street. The Fan actor, Stoney Jackson is 58. Lynyrd Skynyrd, lead singer, That Ain't My America, Johnny Van Zant is 58 today. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire and Sweeney Todd, Timothy Spall is 61. Iron Maiden guitarist Adrian Smith is 68. Shallow Hal and Stuck on You, Renee Kirby is 63. Journey guitarist Neil Sean is 64. Deborah Monk is 69 from the Bridges of Madison County. Bolo Young is 72 from Bloodsport. Salt the Tin Drum, Daniel Olbritsky is 73. Actress in Eraserhead, Charlotte Stewart, 77. Head of the Class, Howard Hessman is 78. He was also Dr. Johnny Fever in WKRP in Cincinnati. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, P.H. Moriarty is 79. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Barbara Babcock is 81. Author, lawyer, consumer advocate, Ralph Nader is 84 today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Raymond Berry is 85. And Philadelphia actress Joanne Woodward is 88. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorninghunterdon on huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, it's time for me to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamber.com right after this.
Baby, if you ever wondered, whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court dealing the Trump administration another policy setback.
It's really sad when every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, we lose, we lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
The president speaking yesterday at the White House after the Supreme Court justices pass on reviewing DACA, the policy that's protected so-called dreamers, the president calling the entire U.S. legal system into question because of it.
But what does that tell you about our court system? It's a very sad thing.
The president had wanted to end DACA in its current form on March 5th, but a federal appeals court blocked the move, and yesterday the Supreme Court decided not to intervene, kicking the issue back to the lower court in San Francisco. Forecasters say the already flooded central U.S. will get more rain today. In fact, it could fall for the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Chris Byrne, the toy guy, is with us, and he is at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City. New York, the city's so great, they had to name it twice. Are the toys even greater today than they were last year, Chris? That's fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of great stuff. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things that we're really excited about. Disney Princess, of course, this is an evergreen brand. They've created something called the Little Magical Movers, and these are figures that are about 3 inches tall of all the, you know, Belle and Jasmine and all the Disney princesses. You rev them up on a little stand, and then they dance. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine a top that looks like a Disney princess, but it's all about the imaginative play as you bring Belle to life in her Dance and Twirl ballroom. That's from Hasbro, about 1999.
Unbelievable. Chris Burns, thank you so much for being there at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. How can the consumers get to you?
Come see us at TTPM.com. We'll be posting other videos from backstage here at Toy Fair.
Chris Burns, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for the investment update with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. How are you today, Michelle?
Doing well. So nice. The sun.
It is. Yes, it is. Well, we're going to get it for a couple of days, and then we got another 2 inches of crazy rain coming. It is.
Holy mackerel.
It's
wow.
Nuts. I don't know where these storms are coming from, but they are collecting in our backyard here.
Uh-huh.
My sump pumps were going off like every 20 seconds yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Right. At least that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, because...
Oh, boy.
So. So what's going on? We're finishing up February. Are we having a good... here we are. We're almost 2 months through the year. And I don't even remember what... I didn't get a really chance to really focus on what the stock market did for the month of January, but that usually was a bellwether for how the year was going to go. So...
Exactly.
Being, 1/6 through our year already, I know that sounds weird.
That does sound weird.
How is the market faring for this year? What's the bellwether?
Okay. Well, it's interesting because January was actually a pretty spectacular month, even though it doesn't seem like it. It seems so long ago yet so close that we saw the volatility that appeared in the beginning of February.
Right.
And when we take a look at where we are year to date, so based on the past 2 weeks or so, both the Dow and the S&P 500 have more than halved their correction losses. So from their 52-week intraday highs, the indices are down. Let's see, the Dow's down about 3.4% and the S&P down about 3.25% as of yesterday's close. But again, you know, if we look at January as being kind of the bellwether for the year, January was a really good month, but then February we were back to some normal volatility. And, you know, I think Joe and I have been mentioning to all of our clients kind of the theme for this year is normal volatility. Nothing to be afraid of or fear, just something that we have to, you know, get our brains back to, because it was abnormal that we didn't really have much volatility over the past couple years. But as we talked about yesterday, you and I, you know, when Warren Buffett talks about Berkshire Hathaway, you know, having this huge tax savings in terms of billions of dollars,
right.
You know, we haven't even really started seeing the effects of that on most companies out there.
No. I don't think anybody's predicted all that at this point.
No. No, exactly. So. Exactly. So, you know, we'll start seeing that. I mean, it's really going to take... you know, a while for all of that to flow through to the bottom line.
Yeah.
And since earnings drive the markets, then, you know, that's what we have to focus on. And it's interesting, Jerome Powell, our new Fed chair, is doing a speech this morning, and a headline just popped across that basically he said, you know, market volatility is not going to change the direction of interest rates, and that they're going to continue to focus on the economic data. Mm-hmm. And if they feel that it's still appropriate to continue their stance of a rising interest rate environment, then that's what they're going to do. You know, so when we take a look at the futures, things had been relatively flat. And yeah, things are still, you know, relatively flat as far as the futures are concerned. And the big news, a couple big news items this morning, not that they're that big, but Macy's, you know, you and I have been talking, you know, retail every once in a while and how it continues to be a challenge for some of the brick and mortar stores, to remain competitive and that kind of stuff. Macy's, came out with their earnings, and they basically said the holiday quarter topped expectations and their shares were currently trading quite a bit higher.
Wow.
And then we had Comcast. Challenging Murdoch's Fox with a $31 billion offer to buy broadcasting group Sky.
That's in the United Kingdom, right? Sky?
Right, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's a, you know, so now there's going to be a little bit of a bidding war between Disney and Fox.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll have to, you know, that pretty much just hit the headlines this morning, so we'll have to... have to continue to follow that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Let's see. If we take a look at... Yeah, it looks like European markets currently trading mixed. Asia-Pacific markets ended mixed. And Apple is launching medical clinics to deliver the world's best healthcare experience to their employees. Interesting. Actually, I was trying to remember who I was chatting to the other night. You know, it looks like a lot of companies, and some of them have been doing it for quite some time, a lot of the bigger companies have in-house doctors and health coaches and things like that, because we've all heard, you know, especially, you know, right here in Hunterdon, Healthy Hunterdon programs that are focused on keeping employees healthy and happy, because that way, in turn, they're much more productive, both from a business perspective and also from an overall wellness perspective. So it does look like Apple's launching their primary care clinics called AC Wellness this spring, and so far it includes two clinics in Santa Clara County. You know, so that's also a good thing. I mean, I'm a big health buff myself, big health nut, I guess you want to call it, and I'm a big fan of preventive medicine as opposed to all the prescriptions and things that unfortunately a lot of folks are on these days. And in some cases, you know, they're the only thing they can be on. But in other cases, if there are things that can be prevented before they take place, that's good for everybody.
Yep.
I guess, well, with the exception of the pharmaceutical companies, who are the ones that are manufacturing some of those pharmaceuticals. But
yeah. So
it's a whole different story.
I'm going to jump back to your comment about the interest rates and the normal volatility. So back when the tax package was approved.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
House GOP leaders said today they will look to correct the systematic problems and background checks in law enforcement they said they believe led to the Florida shooting, but said that won't include taking away rights of law-abiding citizens. House Speaker Paul Ryan said things need to be done to fix the laws that are currently in place.
We shouldn't be banning guns for law-abiding citizens. We should be focusing on making sure that citizens who should not get guns in the first place don't get those guns. And that is why we see a big breakdown in the system here.
Today, President Donald Trump named Brad Parscale his 2016 campaign's digital media director as his campaign manager for the 2020 presidential election. Raj Shah is the White House principal deputy press secretary. He says what you can expect from President Trump moving forward.
Right now, we're focused on getting this president's legislative agenda forward. We're focused on infrastructure. We're focused on school safety.
This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes.
We've got your back.
That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your